This is school's winding down. We've already heard Robert say his exams are all over. He's taken the last exam in his high school career, he hopes. And we've heard Sarah say she's got a bunch coming up. So a lot of people are kind of in between. And Sarah, you've got some tests coming up, I'll bet. Yeah. Well, we're going to kind of have a class here. I'm going to try and teach you a little bit about art, history, a little foreign language, and in a short period of time. Oh, really? Ah. Well, I've already shown Jessica this. It's a little statue, or this is the art part. And this little statue came from Japan by way of the Philippines. My niece gave it to me. But we're going to be talking about statues. Long time ago, back in the Roman Empire, statues were really important. Put a lot of sculptors to work there. That's the people that make statues, yeah. Sculptors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And remember, I
right. Jessica's told me about Balto, the statue of Balto, so she knows all about statues. And you wouldn't be surprised to hear that back in the old Roman Empire, they used statues all the times in their homes and their gardens, and that a lot of people made statues. They made a lot of statues, and some people were real good at making statues, and some were not so good. And those that weren't so good... Of a statue of a raccoon. Wow. They may have had statues of raccoons in Rome. They had animal statues and people statues, but some of the people that made statues, the sculptors, they would make mistakes, and they would have scratches in the statues, and they'd have little chips that were out of them. And so in order to sell those statues that weren't so good, what they started doing was taking wax. Now, do you know what wax? Wax? Like the cracks in the walls. They had cracks in the statues. And they took... What? You're listening. They took wax, and they would fill up those cracks and fill up those little pits so that it you couldn't even tell it. And you would look at that statue, and you'd say, well, that statue's perfect. And so they'd buy the statue, and they'd take it home, and they'd set it up in their garden, and the sun would come out, and the wax would melt, and it would run all out of those cracks, and the people would go out and look at it and say, I've been taken. They say, I have been cheated because my statue isn't that perfect statue that I thought I was getting. It had wax on it that was covering up all the flaws. Well, you know, some of the sculptors didn't like this because people stopped buying statues. They couldn't trust what they were going to get. And so they put something on the bottom of the statue that said, they used the Latin phrase, sine, without, C-E-R-A, Sierra, wax. Sine sera, without wax. And people started buying statues again because they could trust it if it said sine sera, without wax. Well, that old Latin phrase, sine sera, has become the English word. What word do you think may have come from? Sincere. Sincere comes from sine sera, without wax. And sincere means honest. What you see is what you get. Nothing comes... Yeah, and sincere means there's nothing hiding it. It's all out in the open. It's honest. And it's something good you say about people, and it's something that people are supposed to be able to say about Christians. Christians don't have anything to hide anymore. Jesus has made it to where they don't have to hide behind anything they realize that Jesus loves them just as they are, with all their little cracks and all their little pits. Jesus loves them that way, and so they can be sincere and honest and open. And that's what I want you to... We'll close off the class now. We've covered everything, but I want you to remember that when you deal with people, it's very important that you be without wax, that you be sincere.